This year, the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department proposed significant changes to hunting laws. The new proposal includes reducing the annual buck limit to one and increasing the number of antlerless deer that can be harvested. In March and April, the department presented the proposal at meetings across Vermont. Erica Heilman drove to Orleans to sit in on one of those meetings.
You're going to increase the deer kill a whole bunch with archery. I don't care what anybody says. The deer kill is going to go up dramatically when you issue crossbows for everybody. And anybody who says that that's not true is full of... I didn't say it.
That's a hunter from the Northeast Kingdom speaking at a public deer meeting up at Lake Region High School in Orleans. The place was packed, with hunters mostly, but also foresters, landowners, farmers, a room full of people who are very serious about deer. Leading the meeting was Nick Fortin, deer project leader for Fish and Wildlife here in Vermont. His job is to maintain a healthy deer population in the state and also to control deer impact on our forests. And another part of his job is to answer to his many constituents, and their needs do not always align.
Because everyone cares about deer in different ways, invariably managing deer is affecting all of these different people in different ways. You know, our job as a department, and my job specifically, is managing deer in a way that benefits Vermonters. The challenge really is, what does that mean? Most hunters are going to argue, well, my benefit is for there to be a whole lot more deer out there so that I can have more to hunt, and I see more, and I enjoy hunting more. A farmer or someone trying to grow a garden or a forester trying to grow trees is going to have a very different opinion because more deer is affecting their ability to do those things.
Deer are happy in the forest, and they're just as happy in your perennial garden or in a subdivision in South Burlington, and they're prolific. Does have between 1 and 3 fawns per year for up to 15 years. They're not in danger of disappearing anytime soon. Bill Gunther is a retired forester who lives on 23 acres in Newfane.
First they came for my sugar maple and yellow birch. Then they came for my red maple. And in 2000, they started spring browsing the beech. Beech is not a very palatable species to deer. We are seeing a change in our forest ecosystems. And if we lose the ability to regenerate the state tree, that produces, one, tourism in our beautiful foliage. These things that deer tend to do when they make changes, they also allow invasive exotic plants to come in. And I don't want to see the forest altered negatively on my watch. And what I've seen in 32 years scares the hell out of me.
But Fish and Wildlife only has so much control over the deer population. Around 86% of Vermont is private land, and more of it is posted every year.
We've got big tracts of land that have a crap load of deer on them, but we can't gain access to it. We've gone up to Zone B that have supposedly overrun with deer, and you can't find a place to hunt.
You want to shoot in suburban areas, how are we going to open up those lands? People aren't going to like you sneaking across their back lawn and shooting a deer eating out of their garden. So although there's these dense populations that you want to control, how are you going to set it up so the hunter and the hunted could be put together?
I mean, this is a lot of it. People buy land here, and they don't know us. They're from another state or whatever, and they buy 100 acres of land to come up here and get away from the city. But they don't know hunters. They don't understand our culture. How do we create a relationship with these people to where they feel comfortable with us being on their property? That's a lot of it.
Yeah, thank you for the comment. And I will say about posted land and generally access to land for hunters, far and away our biggest deer management challenge. Nothing even comes close to it.
That really is one of our biggest deer management challenges. And it's not just people from away that move in and, you know, don't like hunting or aren't used to hunting or whatever. There's probably just as much posted land in this state that is owned by a family that hunts and post it so that they can hunt it themselves and they don't want other hunters on there, which is valid. And, you know, everyone has valid reasons for doing it. But it sort of takes deer management out of our hands, you know. If we can't access those deer, if we can't get hunters to those deer, we have no way of managing them.
I've been going to deer meetings for a long time. I give you better than an A++. I mean, you're going to get a little negativity, but remember, you're doing something for the whole state of Vermont, you're not going to make 100% people happy. So I just want to thank you for that and keep the chip up. I mean, you're doing an awesome job.
Thanks.
So Nick Fortin's job is to protect the deer population and protect our natural resources from the impacts of deer. He's a wildlife biologist and a public relations expert. He's the fielder of phone calls from angry landowners and concerned hunters and foresters and animal rights activists. I asked him why he took this job.
It's not a particularly lucrative job. It comes with it more than its share of headaches, more than its share of challenges, and by and large, the general public has no idea what you're doing. They have no idea why it's important to them, even though it greatly impacts their life. It's not obvious to people, but we are the voice of the wildlife, of the natural world in Vermont. We are the advocates for it. We are the stewards of it. That is our job.
What do you guys think about doe? I'm sorry, I'm yelling.
About what?
Doe. Shooting doe.
Shooting doe? Shoot them all. We won't have to go hunting next year.
Good.